Basic guidelines to crafting your answer.
There are 5 key components you want to include in your answer. But before we get to those, there are a few basic things you should know before you get started crafting your answer to this question. In terms of basics, you want to use 3 minutes as your benchmark time. Try to keep your answer shorter than 3 minutes. Now, I know there's a school of thought out there that says if the employer asks this question, it's a mistake by the employer, and you should exploit that mistake and take full advantage of it by giving them every detail about every skill you've ever learned over the entire course of your career. Well, yes, I guess you could do that because technically the employer did just hand you the floor to tell them whatever you can possibly think of to tell them. But in reality, after a while, the employer is going to lose interest in what you're saying. And more importantly, they're going to lose interest in you because you obviously can't determine an appropriate length of time to answer a very simple question. So keep your answer shorter than 3 minutes. Now, secondly, it's important to keep your answer focused on your professional background and not your personal life. They're not interviewing someone to find out if they have experience growing up in Iowa or to find someone who can go horseback riding with them after work. They want to know what you can do for them professionally. Now, that's not to say it's never appropriate to bring your personal life experiences into an interview. I mean, if you're interviewing for a leadership position, it would be relevant to bring up the fact that you coach a little league team in your off hours, or that you hold some other leadership role outside of the office, which would illustrate that you're a leader in all facets of your life. Or if you know it would be important to illustrate your tenacity to complete a difficult task and you just finished running your first marathon, or you successfully climbed Mount St. Helens, or some other great task that you know not everybody can do. However, I think those things can be worked into the conversation as the interview goes along. From the outset of the interview, stay professional. Now, lastly, in terms of basics, the worst answer you can give them, and they will be listening for this if they've had any interview training at all, is, well, what do you want to know? That just shows a lack of preparation for the interview. I mean, you go to an interview and you're not prepared to talk about yourself? Hello? To an interviewer, preparation equals interest. It's hard to be interested in a candidate who clearly is not interested in or excited about the position that they're interviewing for. They obviously just want a job, and this one will do if they can get it. But since you're taking the time to listen to this section of the program, you obviously want to be prepared for this question, so let's get started on preparing your answer. There are 5 key components that go into crafting a strong response to this question.